إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، Once again, I welcome all of you. Barakallahu feekum. To continue reading the explanation of al-usul al-sitta, the explanation of the six foundations, the six principles of al-Islam, by Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, and the explanation of our beloved Shaykh al-Doctor Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahullah ta'ala. These are six principles, six foundations that are found in the Book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are so clear, easy to understand. Yet the Shaykh, he says, many people don't apply them and go against these principles. And the Shaykh is explaining why these principles are so clear, yet many people go against them and not act upon them, even though these are principles of the religion. And they are clear. We're still going to continue reading the explanation of the second foundation. Who remind us what was the second foundation? Al-Asl al-Thani. Naam, Nuruddin.
The command to be united in the religion.
Yanqasay. Naam, Luqman. نعم الأمر بالاجتماع في الدين والنهي عن التفرق فيه. The command from Allah سبحانه وتعالى and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to be united in the religion, because there is one religion, there is not two, one Islam. So therefore we were commanded to all of us to hold on to the religion of Islam, and we were prohibited from dividing in it. The last point we were mentioning, reading to you, is that the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah ta'ala, he was talking about an ikhtilaf. As a human, we differ, we disagree. But whenever we disagree or differ, we should turn our matters to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالْ فَإِنَّ الرُّجُوعَ إِلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يُزِيرُ الْأَحْقَادُ وَيُزِيرُ الْأَدْغَانُ لأن لا أحد يؤمن بالله سبحانه وتعالى يعترض على كتاب الله. He says, in the times of different disagreement, we should take our matters to the Book of Allah, because the one who believes in Allah does not oppose statements of Allah. As opposed, the Shaykh says, if when you differ with someone and you tell that person, well, listen, we take him to so and so. We're going to take it to this so-and-so, or this person here, or the other. He may say, no, I don't want to. But a believer, when he's asked to take the affair back to the Book of Allah, he don't say, I don't want to, I want to take it to the other book. What book? There's only one book, the Book of Allah, the Deen of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh, he says, if the believer, who really not just by claim, a true believer, he's convinced. Whenever he or she are told to take the affairs to the Book of Allah, they say yes, that's. And whatever Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم judged, they say سمعنا وأطعنا. As we mentioned in the ayah 51 in Surah An-Nur. قال الله تعالى إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا وأولئك هم المفلحون. The reality that actually on the khutbah I mentioned this ayah, but I chopped it up. May Allah forgive me. Alright, Allah al-musta'an. I remember right now that I, so when you, if somebody record that khutbah or listen to it, you got to find out that actually I made a mistake in the ayah, okay, in the Arabic text. Allah forgive us. that the example of the believers, the example of the believers when they are called to Allah and to His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to Allah meaning to the Book of Allah, and to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to His Sunnah, to judge between them in their matters, what they say, the believer, the true and the faithful believer, what they say, we hear and we obey. They don't say we hear, but let me think about it. But I don't look at it that way. عِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Say we hear and we obey. And such are the muflihun, those who are successful. The Shaykh says this is the statement of the believers, the true believers, the faithful believers. As for the hypocrites, their way is known. If that which is in the book and the sunnah agrees with what they are upon, they take it. But if you go against them, they reject it. These are the hypocrites. That was the last thing we mentioned yesterday. We continue. قال الشيخ حفظه الله فلا يسع المؤمنين أن يبقوا على اختلافهم في جميع الاختلافات لا في الأصول ولا في الفروع كلها تحسن بالكتاب والسنة. So it's not befitting for the believers to stay divided, or when they differ, they stay on that differences, on that disagreement, in any type of disagreement and different, whether in the usul, the principles and the foundations of the religion, or in the branches of the religion. Every single disagreement should be taken back to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is how you put an end to the conflict. قال وإذا لم يتبين الدليل مع أحد المجتهدين وصار لا مرجح لقول أحدهم على الآخر ففي هذه الحالة لا ينكر على من أخذ بقول إمام معين. Now the Shaykh now he mentioned in some disagreement. Sometimes the ulama, they may differ in points of fiqh, and they make ijtihad, because they are the ulama who has the ability to make ijtihad. But the dalil is not clear. The proof is not clear in that issue. So, one group of the ulama, they may choose an opinion based on what their ijtihad lead them to. Okay, because they are ulama, they are scholars. Another group of the ulama, they choose another opinion. The dalil is not clear. Okay? He said, in this case, when there is no decisive opinion, okay, now, you cannot rebuke nor refute someone who chooses the opinion of a renowned alim and a scholar. Okay? We'll give you an example. In an issue, for example, of fiqh, when Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah ta'ala said do this, Shaykh al-Albani said do the other thing. Now Shaykh bin Baz and Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah, from the mountains of scholars of these days, mountains, these are our great ulama of this time, rahimahumallah. But there is not a clear dalil. MashaAllah, the Shaykh bin Baz uses ijtihad, uses some adillah. Shaykh al-Albani too, he uses ijtihad, he has some adillah. So now if you choose the opinion of Shaykh al-Albani, it's okay. Those who choose the opinion of Shaykh bin Baz, they don't say, oh, you are mubtadi'ah, you are innovators. No. Because now you're following a alim, a scholar, alhamdulillah, because that's what his knowledge lead him to that opinion. And from this, من ثم قال العلماء لا إنكار في مسائل الاجتهاد أي المسائل التي لم يظهر الدليل فيها مع أحد الطرفين. From this there is a قاعدة that the ulama, they says you do not refute nor rebuke someone who chooses an opinion based on ijtihad, meaning in those matters that there is not a clear proof. Because if there is a clear proof, that's it. Nobody, we shouldn't take this jihad. Even the ulama of al-Salaf, the true scholars, when they make his jihad, and later on, the dalil was clear, that's it. They go back to the dalil. And that's why the ulama, our scholars, they said that sometimes in some books of fiqh, you will find that Imam Ahmad has more than one opinion. He has one, but then he has another one because the dalil. Sometimes the alim for years say this is how it is. But then towards the end of his life, he's like, he changed his opinion. But why he changed your opinion? Because of the dalil. He didn't know the dalil, his ijtihad. Because the ulama, they don't blindly follow one another. Muqallideen. Al-ulama, it's not permissible for them to use taqlid. Taqlid. Taqlid is for the laymen. The ulama, they said, if you're a layman, you don't know, you don't have no basics in the religion, you cannot study the matter by yourself, then you can follow the opinion of one of the ulama, one of the great scholars, you can. But if you continue to learn, you become a good student of knowledge, and you understand, then you have to study the issue. And I give you an example, Sheikh Rabi', Hafidahullah Ta'ala, he was refuting one of the Mubtadi'ah in our times. This is something only like maybe a couple years old. I was in the Sheikh's house, Hafidahullah, in one of the Hajj trips, and the Sheikh was very, extremely busy gathering all of the Adillah from the books of the ulama, mainly from the books of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and ibn al-Qayyim, and to refute this big Sufi who is causing a lot of trouble, and he's getting into ahadith and getting into a lot of mess. This man is causing a lot of mess. And Shaykh Rabi' in one point he's looking for this hadith to support this, and he's looking, but then the next day, one of the students came and he was very happy. And he says, "Ya Shaykh, I found the hadith, Allahu Akbar. I found the hadith, Ya Shaykh." The Shaykh, the Shaykh was like, "You really found the hadith? Which one?" He said, "This and this." The Shaykh Rabi said, "No, that's da'if with me. The hadith is da'if." Then the student says, "But Shaykh al-Albani said it's Hassan." See? "Hassanahu al-Albani, Ya Shaykh." He said, "That's Albani. No, I don't follow Albani. Allah gave me some knowledge, a level I have to." See? Even though he wanted that hadith. Okay? But since with him, the hadith was da'if. And the student said, "But Shaykh al-Albani, ya Shaykh, Shaykh al-Albani." He said, "MashaAllah, that's our Shaykh, our beloved Shaykh, Ustaduna. I can't just follow him. I have to study the hadith. My study lead me to the hadith is weak. If my study lead me to the hadith be hasan, I use it. The amana. But for the layman people," yes, the ulama, like from the Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, also, he says, "For the laymen, in the masail of ikhtilaf, the masail that the dalil is not clear, and some alim said this, another alim, and both of these ulama are from ulama of al-salaf, ahlul sunnah wal jama'ah, then you're a layman, you can follow one, inshallah. And if your friend or your brother or your father follow the other opinion, it's okay. It shouldn't be a problem in the house. Now you're not going to eat with me." No. Okay? These are ulama of al-salaf. These are ulama of al-sunnah wal-jama'ah. قال الشيخ محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله: "ونهانا الله أن نكون كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا قبلنا فهلكوا." الشيخ محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى المتن, he says, Allah forbade us to be like those who divide their ranks in the religion, and they differ, and therefore they were destroyed. Because they divide the religion, they differ into different sects, and they were destroyed. Those who were before us. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, in the explanation of this point, he says, حصل لهم هذا لما بقوا على اختلافهم هلكوا وتناحروا فيما بينهم وتقاتلوا. He says, when they remain upon their ikhtilaf, look, because when we, alhamdulillah for Islam, remember, I want you to make sure you use what we said and we read to you before. This is how we will understand the next point. So in the previous point, the Shaykh, he says, any disagreement, we should turn it to where? To the book and the sunnah. But, and we should not let the ikhtilaf drag, you know what I'm talking about? Should not, because the longer you need a drug, the worse he become. So likewise, the Shaykh here, he says, since these people that the Shaykh Muhammad Abdul have mentioned, since they didn't turn the Khilaf to the legislation, and they continue different, they were destroyed. Why? Because they differ, they become enemy to one another, and they fight one another. See where it leads? They fight one another. And this is not just between countries, sometimes between two persons. You find two brothers come to the same masjid, alhamdulillah, they smile, they're good brothers. One day, here is the test. They disagree about a matter. If that time, if at that moment they said, "Akhi, we disagree, what do you have from the book and the sunnah?" "I got nothing." "Okay, akhi, I got some." "Oh, is it? What is it?" "Qala Allah, qala Rasulullah," they still brother, it's over. But if they don't try to settle the matter to the book of Allah and the sunnah, and he go his way, they don't talk each other, and you know, they may even be talking bad about one another, and that's what leads to division, leads to other things. So the Shaykh, he says, هَذَا شَأْنُ أَهْلِ الْإِخْتِلَافِ. This is always the case of those people who did differ. They differ, they split. Because they differ, they can't be together. And then they become enemy to one another, start talking bad about one another, and leads to fighting one another, and lead to ruin and destruction. وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. قَالْ أَمَّا شَأْنُ أَهْلِ الْإِجْتِمَاعِ فَهُوَ الْقُوَّ وَزَوَالِ الْحَقْدِ مِنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ. As for those people who really care about unity and togetherness that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't go through this. Rather, they apply these principles which remove the hatred and animosity from their hearts. And Allah tells us in Surah An-Nisa, verse 65, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجٌ مِمَّا قَدَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Nay, by your Lord, they do not believe until they make you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a judge between all of their affairs, whatever takes place between them. And they do not find within themselves any rejection to what you to that which you have judged and ruled. Rather, they submit to it willingly, with complete submission. This is from the signs of the believers. They turn their affairs to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Any dispute. And they are pleased with the sunnah. Ayah 65 and Nisa. And they are pleased with the judgment of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They accept it. They are happy with it. And they apply it immediately. And they submit to it with full submission. وَلَا يُرْضِ النَّاسَ وَلَا يُنْهِ النِّزَاءِ إِلَّا الرُّجُوعِ إِلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Shaykh once again, he says, nothing pleases the people. Alright? And nothing put an end to this conflict except if those people turn their affairs to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because as the believers, we should be pleased with the book of Allah, with the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? If Allah says, that's it, I'm pleased with that. If the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I'm pleased with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah may Allah make us from such people. Ameen. قال الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله وذكر أنه أمر المسلمين بالاجتماع في الدين ونهاهم عن التفرق فيه. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command the believers or the Muslims to be united in this religion, and forbade them from dividing their ranks in the religion. And then the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, حفظه الله, in the explanation of this point, he says, قال الله تعالى شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليه وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه. Allah has legislated for you in this religion that which He has enjoined on Nuh, and that which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that which we have enjoined on Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa, What is that? That you should establish the religion. You establish the religion and you be united upon the religion and do not divide in it. This is the ayah 13 in Surah Ash-Shura. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he explains, he says, أي لا يصير كل واحد له دين لأن الدين واحد ليس في تفرق الله أكبر. So this ayah means that it should not be that every one of you has his own religion, but rather all of you hold on to this, the only religion, because the religion is one. There is no division in it. Can't divide the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people should not have their different religions. They should all of them hold on to the only religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased for his servants, is Islam. قال الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله ويزيده وضوحا ويزيده وضوحا. For those who have the text, at least in my copy there is a well missing. ويزيده وضوحا ما وردت به السنة من العجب العجاب في ذلك. He said this principle become even more clear, crystal clear as we say, because the Sunnah has dealt with it. The Sunnah is narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahu Allah, in the explanation of this point, he says, نعم ثبت عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم من الأحاديث ما يحث على الاجتماع وينهى عن التفرق والاختلاف. He says yes, we have sound narrations from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, inciting us, commanding us to be united in the deen, and forbidding us from division and different. مثل الحديث, for example, the hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariya. Hadith Al-Irbad ibn Sariya. وعدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم موعدة بليغة. لكن the Shaykh, he does mention a point of it. قال الشيخ, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, فإنه من يعيش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا. فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين. In this hadith, which the Shaykh, he chose only a portion of it, but the hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariya, when he said that once the Prophet ﷺ gave us an admonition, which make us shed tears, and our hearts tremble from that admonition. And we said, O Messenger of Allah, كأنها موعدة مودع فأوصنا. It seems like an admonition of someone who is about to depart us, give us advice. قال أوصيكم بالسمع والطاعة. Says I command you to hear and obey. And then he says, the Prophet ﷺ said to the Sahaba, for indeed, he who amongst you live longer shall see a lot of different. Lot. اختلافاً كثيرا. A lot of different. And it happened after the death of the Prophet ﷺ. And especially after the death of Umar radiallahu anhu, towards the Khilafah, the end of the Khilafah, as the ulama, they mentioned the second part of the Khilafah of Uthman, lot of chaos and fitan and trials, the Khawarij and Murji'ah and Shia and this and that, chaos, ikhtilaf, people different. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everybody turned back to the book and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the time of Abu Bakr and Umar, the same. Everybody turned to the Haqq. And even at that moment, if Ahlul Bid'ah, they want to say this or this, they be smashed. لِوَفْرَةِ الصَّحَابَ وَالْعِلْمِ. Because it was the Sahaba and it was ilm, knowledge. Nobody, even if somebody mubtadi' wants to try something, can't, have no room. But then after that, they find some room to disseminate their batil. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said to the Sahaba, he who will live longer amongst you shall see a lot of different. But what the Prophet ﷺ says, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي. See? عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي سُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ. Hold on tight to my sunnah. This is the cure. And the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa. So we live in a time, we too, we live in a time, there's a lot of different, a lot of sects, a lot of groups here, everybody. And the problem they claim they are upon the helper, they're the one that represent the Islam. And so what we do? Some people do this. They go with their own tribe. Now they're from the same country, I'm down with my people. Same skin, I'm down with my color. Same money, I'm down with those guys, they have more money. No. In times are different because the deen is one. Regardless what skin color, regardless what country, what nationality, regardless who they are, there is many of them or small number, you stick to the sunnah of the Prophet. You see those people who hold on firm to the sunnah of the Prophet, they are your people, even they don't look like you. They don't speak the same dialect. But since they hold on firm to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. قال الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله ثم صار الأمر إلى أن الافتراق في أصول الدين وفروعه هو العلم والفقه في الدين. He says now to ignorant people and dividing actually in the foundations different in the principles of the deen and also in its branches, that's what is knowledge, they say. That's the real knowledge and that's the real understanding of the religion. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, he explained this. قال صار الأمر مع الأسف عند المتأخرين أن الاختلاف في الأصول والفروع هو الفقه مع أن الواجب العكس أن الاجتماع هو الفقه في دين الله. He says, unfortunately, with the latter generations, not in the best generations that came after, you will find that different as related to principles and branches, that's the correct understanding. It's like, look, we differ, that's good. That's a good thing. No problem. You got to differ. That's what is good to them. And that's the fiqh of the deen. The Shaykh says, but the opposite is true. We cannot be divided. The opposite, according to the text from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, texts that are clear, that we are obliged to be together in this deen, to be united in this deen. And this is the fiqh. Those who unite themselves upon the book and the sunnah, and they call to this, and they teach these principles, they are the one that have the correct understanding of the deen. Not those who say, look, you differ, it's okay. No problem. You have your way, we have our way. We're still brothers, man. We're still Muslims, alhamdulillah. No, this is not the case. This is not a good understanding of the deen. The good understanding is that we are together. That's what can make us strong. Together, not because of where we come from, not because of our bodies. No, the hearts has to be together upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Shaykh mentioned a misconception and a shubha of those who they say, no, if we split and divide and differ, that's good. They say, إِنَّ التَّفَرُّقَ وَإِعْطَاءَ الْحُرِّيَ لِلنَّاسِ وَعَدَمَ الْحَجْرِ عَلَيْهِمْ هَذَا هُوَ الْفِقْهِ. They said, okay, people following different paths, okay, you gotta give people freedom, man, they says. People are free. Alright? You don't wanna like oblige the people to follow one way, even if that way is the way of the Quran and the Sunnah. He says, no, the people are free to choose. Okay? To differ, it's okay, they says. And this is the correct understanding. You're a free man. You choose what's good for you. Subhanallah. قال ونحن نقول, the Shaykh says, but we, because he's one of the ulama of the Salaf, and he speaks on behalf of anyone who ascribes himself to the way of the Salaf, he says, as for we say, al-fiqhu huwa al-ijtima'u ala kitabillahi wa sunnati Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The correct understanding of the deen is to be united and be together upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال وبعضهم يقول, the Shaykh says, but some other people they say, هذا من ساعة الإسلام أنه إذا حرم علينا أحد شيئا نجد من يفتي بحله. الله أكبر. He says, look man, Islam is vast, comprehensive, huh? And from the easiness and the vastness of this beautiful religion of Islam, that when one alim says this is haram, we find another alim that says it's halal. Hey, that's just like that. So when an alim says, look, this is haram, we have another alim that says it's halal. Like now, riba is haram in the book of Allah. It's not just because an alim said. Allah says it's haram. You find Qardawi says, no, it's okay. Not for everybody. If you live in the West, not in a Muslim country, don't pay rent. It's okay. It's okay for you to pay mortgage. See how it is? Fiqh, subhanAllah. قال اتخذوا الناس هم المشرعين. He said, these people, they take people as legislators. And who's the legislator in this deen? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They take people as legislators. Because when an alim said this is haram, based on what? Based on the book of Allah. It's haram in the deen of Allah. Now another person comes and says, no, don't listen to him. It's halal. Alright? So those people, they take persons as legislators besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال فعلى رأي هؤلاء إذا قال فلان هذا حلال صار حلالا لنا ولو كان حراما في كتاب الله أو سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Based on the opinion of these people, I should say a wicked opinion, okay? When someone say this is permissible, halal, it should become halal for all of us, even if it's haram in the book of Allah or the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. See how it is? فنقول, the Shaykh says, but the decisive, you know, what is the decisive thing in this? Is نرجع إلى كتاب الله. That's it. Okay, people can say all they want. You don't have control of what the people say. You don't have control of what Qardawi says. Okay? You heard of him, Yusuf al-Qardawi? Allah ihdi, may Allah guide him. This man once, from his dalalat, and from his misguidance, because a lot of people, they follow him. You know, just because Qardawi said. Okay? They play a tape to Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah. A tape with the voice of this man Qardawi, one of his Jumu'ah khutbah. This is not something he was just saying when he was taking lunch. His Jumu'ah khutbah. This is official. You prepare khutbah, man. You know what you're saying. This is not like just somebody ask you a question, why are you trying to leave, or you're eating, and you're not paying attention to the question. This is on a Jumu'ah khutbah. A lot of people listening. And this man, he was talking about a topic. But then in the end of his khutbah, Yusuf al-Qardawi, huh? At that time, it was the elections in the Jews, they will have elections, Israel. And one of them won 51 point something, you know? And this man, Yusuf al-Qardawi, in his khutbah, he says we have to salute and respect them for their justice, adl. Look, when one of them went, he went like 51%. He says, when one of us is talking about the rulers, the Muslim rulers, when he went with 99.99%. Then he said this, he said, if Allah presents himself to the people, he would not get 99.99%. See, you guys say na'udhu billah, see? Because fitra salima, fitra. Those who are now saying na'udhu billah, yes, because that iman you have is a'udhu billah. And that's what the Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen says, is a'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. While he was listening to this, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen began to say, A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. Hada kufr. He said, this is a disbelief. He didn't say he's a kafir, okay? These are two different things. He said, this is a statement of kufr. This is a statement of disbelief. Because they didn't tell him who the man was. He says, this man here, the ruler that this man live in his country, he should bring him and establish the proof on him and ask him to repent. Otherwise, he should be executed. But now those who have the haqq, they like, a'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. Those who have wickedness, desire, they're like, no, I don't think he said it. Yeah, his voice. And those, they say, well, maybe he didn't mean that. Well, if you look at it the other way, yes, man, they, a'udhu billah. Okay? The Shaykh says, نَرْجِعْ إِلَىٰ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ لَهُ بِالْحَقِّ أَخَذْنَا بِهِ وَمَنْ شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِ بِالْخَطَأْ تَرَكْنَا هَذَا هُوَ الْوَاجِبِ. Yes. He says, نَرْجِعْ إِلَىٰ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. We turn our affairs to the Book of Allah. Whatever is the haqq in the Book of Allah, we take it. And whatever is wrong, if the Book of Allah tells us this is true, this is haqq, we follow it and we act upon it. But if the Book of Allah tells us this is wrong, this is not right, we should leave it alone. هذا هو الواجب علينا. This is what is obligatory upon us. And there's so many, subhanAllah, so many, many, many stories. Should we tell them? We don't finish until next Friday. About the Ahlul Dalal, the Ikhwan al-Muslimin. SubhanAllah, muttaribun. They are not stable. Why? Because they don't use that which gives them stability, the Quran and the Sunnah. Desires. You find them one day, they against mudaharat, and they against whatever, they against voting, haram. Now to get to them, now voting is halal. To get to the parliament, to get to the government. Muttaribun. And they are not stable. Why? Because they don't use the Quran and the Sunnah. وَلَيَّادُ بِاللَّهِ قَالَ الشَّيْخ مُحَمَّدُ بْعَبْدُ الْوَهَابِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ وَصَارَ الْأَمْرُ بِالْإِجْتِمَاعِ لَا يَقُولُهُ إِلَّا زِنْدِيقٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ. The Shaykh is still bringing now those people who they against ijtima', against unity, man. And they say that anyone who call the people to be united upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah, that's a zindiq, heretic, or that's a crazy. Only a heretic or a crazy person, وَلَيَّادُ بِاللَّهِ. The explanation of this point, يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, الَّذِي يَأْمُرُ بِالْإِجْتِمَاعِ وَتَرْكِ الْخِلَافِ يَقُولُونَ عَنْهُ هَذَا خَارِجٌ عَلَى الْأُمَّةِ. هذا زنديق. لماذا؟ لأنه يلغي أقوال العلماء. So أهل الضلال, أهل البدع, أهل الباطل, those deviant groups and sects, upon innovation and falsehood, when they hear somebody calling the people to be united upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah, to leave off their innovated ways, they say he's a heretic and he's a zandiq. This person is not a right person. Why? Oh, because he's telling us to not to act upon the statement of the ulama. See? Because they set for themselves ulama, and whatever this ulama tells them to do, they do it. That's it. Even if you tell them this is the Book of Allah, they don't see it clear. SubhanAllah, it's amazing. And they're like, akhi, look, the ayah, I see the ayah, but I'm a Hanafi. I see the ayah, but I'm a Maliki, man, I'm a Maliki. Yes, what am I going to do? I have to stick to my madhab. Who told you to stick to your madhab? And those who do this, they say they want to stick to their madhab, Hanafi, Maliki, Hanbali, or Shafi'i, whatever it is, they liars. They're not even sticking to their madhab. You know why? Because this a'imma, all of them, they said, إِذَا صَحَّ الْحَدِيثُ فَهُوَ مَذْهَبِي. If the hadith is sound, that's my madhab. So now you bring him a hadith sound, you say, my madhab Abu Hanifa. You don't know Abu Hanifa. You're on something else. If somebody say he's a Maliki, but they are upon shirk, Imam Malik called to shirk. A'udhu billah. Imam in the Sunnah. They acting upon innovations. And you give them a hadith from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that smash the innovation. And they're like, oh, okay. Shafi'i, right? Yeah, you're a Shafi'i. You got to be, man. You got to be Shafi'i. Because we Maliki. You're not a Maliki. You're a liar. Because if he's a Maliki, he will follow the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because this a'imma, they say, look, man, we're only men. We may say something today, and we may change our opinion tomorrow. Based on what? Too much sugar in the tea yesterday? No, man, it's not the case. Based on the Dalil. Alim, they may ask him a question today, he make his ijtihad and give the answer. Months later, he knows to have the Dalil. The Alim, he goes back to the Dalil. His followers, are they willing to go back to the Dalil or not? That's the issue. Now, anyone who called them to the Haqq, and by him calling to the Haqq, meaning he's exposing the statements of their so-called ulama. And they're like, man, we're not going to follow this man. He's a zindir. He's crazy, man. Because he's talking bad about our ulama. No, he's not. He's calling to the Haqq that is in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال الشيخ فنحن لا نلغي أقوال العلماء. The Shaykh says, these people, they say, look, these people, they don't listen to the ulama. Anything the ulama says, they says, we're not taking it. The Shaykh says, no, this is not our position. إِنَّمَا نَعْرِضُهَا عَلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Rather, we take the statements of the ulama to the Book of Allah. We don't say whatever the alim says, we're not hearing it, we're not listening to it. That's it. No. He says, rather, we listen to it, and we see. Do statement, do they agree with the Book of Allah or not? قال نحن لم نكلف باتباع الناس إنما أمرنا باتباع القرآن والسنة هذا هو الحق. The Shaykh says, we were not commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to follow opinions of people. We were commanded to follow the Quran and the Sunnah. And this is the truth. We're not commanded to follow this man or this man, Abu Hanifa. We have to take everything Abu Hanifa says, everything Imam Malik says, everything. We were commanded to follow the Quran and the Sunnah. Imam Malik rahimahullah himself, he says, كُلٌّ يُؤْخَدُ مِنْ قَوْلِهِ أَوْ يُرَدْ إِلَّا صَاحِبَ هَذَا الْقَبْرِ وَأَشَالَ إِلَى قَبْرِ رَسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Imam Malik used to say this all the time. Only if the Malikis understand this statement of their Imam and our Imam. He's our Imam too, alhamdulillah. He's Imam for all the Muslims, not just for the Malikis. Some people, mutaassib and Malikis, they think like those who follow the Haqq or something, disagree with them in a matter, they hate Imam Malik. We don't hate Imam Malik, we love him. He's our Imam. Likewise, the other Imam, we love them for the sake of Allah. But we don't follow them in everything. We follow the Haqq. They have the Haqq with them, we follow it. They were wrong, we don't follow the wrong. We don't follow the mistakes. So the Shaykh says, we were not commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to follow so and so. This person or the other person. Doesn't matter who he is. We follow the Haqq that is in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, every person's statement are to be taken or rejected. Every person's statements in this deen are to be taken, how? If you agreed with the Haqq. Or rejected if you disagree with the Haqq. Except the statements of this man, and he point to the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the hadith is sound, you can't just like, oh, I don't know, man. We live in another time. People do that. The hadith is sahih, but they're like, yeah, hadith sahih, man. We live in America, brother. I mean, we think we're in Arabia. The hadith apply on years ago, man. Come on, man. It's 21st century. Technology is going to apply this hadith on us. It's a big problem. It's a big problem. May Allah save us. قال ما أمرنا باتباع فلان وفلان والله تعالى لم يكلنا إلى آرائنا واجتهاداتنا. He said, we are not commanded to follow so and so, this person, the other person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us to ourselves to just try our best to worship Him. He didn't leave us to our opinions. بل أنزل علينا كتابه وأرسل إلينا رسوله. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, Allah has revealed for us a book and sent to us His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. So we have the book and the Sunnah, and people want to be creative. That's what gets some of us in trouble. Because instead to say, look, akhi, it looks like me and you, we disagree on this point, right? Yeah, you're a Muslim and I'm a Muslim. I'm not going to ask you if you're a Muslim. I know you're a Muslim. Alhamdulillah, you know I am a Muslim, right? Okay, let's take it back to the book of Allah and the Sunnah. That's it. That's all you have to do. قال وإذا رجعنا إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم زال الشقاق وزال الاختلاف واجتمعت الكلمة. الله أكبر. He says if we turn our affairs, especially in the matters of the differing and disagreement, if we turn them to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, no more fighting. You no need to fight. You don't have to fight. No. No more differ. Yes, you differ. You turn it to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. No more different. And the Kalima be united. Because we always should look for the Haqq and the truth. Okay, that should be our goal. Should be our goal. Some people, subhanAllah, whenever they differ, they become enemies. Akhi, you can differ, it's okay, but you can still be brothers. The ulama, they differ. Ulama, like Sheikh bin Baz and Sheikh al-Albani, for example. Why I give them as example? Because so many other examples, because they are the main scholars of our time. When you read, for example, sometimes when Sheikh bin Baz refute an opinion of Sheikh al-Albani, oh, subhanAllah, you say, bid'ah. This is opinion of Sheikh al-Albani. Sheikh bin Baz said, that's a bid'ah. It's innovation. Sometimes Sheikh al-Albani refutes an opinion of Sheikh bin Baz, likewise, in a manner that you think these guys are got to be enemies for one another. But then in the same time, when before you finish that rad of the Sheikh bin Baz or Sheikh al-Albani, you will say, but Akhuna al-Fadil, our beloved Sheikh, Hafidahullah, which we love him for the sake of their brothers. Yes, but when he comes to the Deen of Allah, they say, okay, I don't agree with him in this. I don't agree with him. But they're still brothers. They don't fight. They don't become enemies. And we need to learn from them these things. You find two people, they are brothers for a while. As soon as there is a difference between them, they become enemies. Says who? No, you're still brother. Akhi, mashallah, jazakallah khair. I don't claim to know everything. No, neither do you. Do you know everything, akhi? Oh, no. Okay, so what is the problem? Why are we fighting now? Why are you getting like that? Okay, slow down, man. What we were commanded? In the times of different and disagreement, we were commanded by Allah to do what? To turn it to who? To you or to me? To the Book and the Sunnah. Okay, let's turn it back to the Book and the Sunnah. And you still my brother, akhi? Still shake hands and we still... And it happened to Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. He met another sheikh in his time. They disagree about a matter. And they sit. After one salat, maybe dhuhr, they sit and talk and talk and talk. Nothing. They didn't come to agreement. Okay? Then they... Imam al-Shafi'i went his way. The other sheikh went his way. But when Imam al-Shafi'i saw that man in the salat, the next salat, he went and took him by the hand and said, listen, we're still brothers, right? Yes, we still disagree on this point, but we're still brothers. Okay. It's not like whenever you disagree with a brother on something, and then now automatically you're not going to look at him and don't give salam back, or nada. Alhamdulillah, we differ. We don't know everything. Especially us. There's a lot of things we don't know. A lot of things we don't know. And may Allah have mercy on us, inshallah. Ta'ala. By this, we come to an end of this reading to you the explanation of this second principle and second foundation. After the adhan, inshallah ta'ala, of Salat al-Isha, we continue reading to you the asl al-thalith, inshallah ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Made a mistake, barakallahu fikum, that there's still some to read, inshallah ta'ala. This principle is not finished yet, okay? Inshallah, there's still a whole page, inshallah ta'ala. So the Shaykh Habidahullah, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, after he mentioned this, he says, once we turn our affairs to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, that's it. No more different. No more disagreements. And the kalima be united. The Muslims, they be united upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. And then the Shaykh continued by saying, still under this principle, okay? Yes, I said it's finished, but it's not. Inshallah. And there's still the explanation of the second principle. قال أتدرون أنه إلى عهد قريب. Shaykh is giving an example of division and splitting. قال أتدرون أنه إلى عهد قريب كان في المسجد الحرام أربعة محاريب. كل أصحاب مذهب يصلون جماعة وحدهم مع أهل مذهبهم بجوار الكعبة حتى قيد الله من جمعهم على إمام واحد وزار ولله الحمد هذا المظهر السيء. He says, do you know? The Shaykh said, do you know that? Not too long ago, in the Masjid al-Haram, where the Kaaba is, in Mecca, there was four mihrabs. It's like in our times, maybe like minbar. Like you see how the minbar for the Jumu'ah? Every madhab have their own. Four places in the masjid. One masjid, Masjid al-Haram, but it was divided to four quarters. Four areas. Every area for a madhab. They pray by themselves. Hanafis pray by the Hanafis. They don't pray with the Malikis. The Malikis pray by themselves. Shafi'is pray by themselves. And Hanbalis pray by themselves. In the Haram, in Mecca. Next to the Kaaba, right there by the Kaaba. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the one who, by Allah's will, first and then by the effort of this noble, then alhamdulillah, they turn back to pray together behind one imam. And this bad image that was displayed for years vanished, alhamdulillah. They used to pray. Everyone have their imam. Every madhab, they have their own imam and they don't pray behind the other imam. La ilaha illallah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. قال هذا كله من اتباع المذاهب واتباع الآراء. He says, all of this is a bad result of what? Following madahib and following opinions of men. Because they turn into the Book of Allah and the Sunnah, none of this will happen. Now, because since they turn into the madhab, turn into the opinions of men, look. قال حتى الصلاة فرقوها سبحان الله. Salat. Supposed to pray together, now they divide the salat. فصار الحنفي لا يصلي وراء الحنبلي. In the haram, the one who follows the madhab Hanafi does not pray behind the Hanbali. Does not. Well, Hanbali la yusalli wara al-Shafi'i, for example. And another example the Shaykh mentioned, the Hanbali, those who follow the madhab and Hanbali, do not pray behind the one who follow madhab al-Shafi'i. وَلَا يُصَلُّونَ فِي وَقْتٍ وَاحِدٍ They do not pray. Look, four in the same masjid, four big congregation, and do not pray in one time. هَذَا يُصَلِّ فِي أَوَّلِ الْوَقْتِ وَهَذَا فِي آخِرِ الْوَقْتِ Some of them come in the beginning. Once the adhan calls, they pray. The other one comes in way later, towards the end of the time of the salat. لِمَاذَا يَتَّبِعُونَ الْآرَاءَ لِأَنَّ فُلَانٌ يَرَى تَأْخِيرَ الصَّلَاةِ وَفُلَانٌ يَرَى تَقْدِيمَهَا Why? Because they follow opinions. Instead to follow the text of the Quran and the Sunnah, they follow opinions of men. Well, this imam of theirs, he sees that we have to delay the salat. This imam of theirs, they see that the imam says, now we have to pray at the earliest time of the salat. Yuriduna an yurdu an-nas. They doing this because they want to please the people. قال الشيخ وهذا وجدناه في بعض البلاد الأخرى باقيا إلى الآن. The Sheikh says, this is something that we find that is still remained in some of other countries. حتى الجمعة لا يصلون في وقت واحد. Even Jumu'ah they don't pray it in one time. بعضهم لا يصلي إلا عند العصر. So in some countries, Muslim countries, they don't pray Jumu'ah until close to Asr time. لأن فلان قال كذا. Why? Why they do it that way? Because somebody said this and this. Not the book and the sunnah. Because somebody, some fulan said this and this. Subhanallah. People who follow desires, you never end. The only thing that will end all of these disputes and difference and differing and bickering and chaos, the Quran and Sunnah. When the Muslim turned his marriage to the Quran and Sunnah. Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, he was, I'm not going to say debating, but he was explaining to some takfiris some points. Explaining some point to some takfiris. You know, takfiris, those who consider Muslims as kuffar. And they have no proof. And yes, sometimes they use some proof, but they don't understand them and they don't apply the proofs correctly. Takfiris, if somebody, for example, commit a major sin, he's a kafir to them. They pass takfir on the Muslims. So he was explaining to them this matter and how danger and this and this and that for a long time. And then the time of the salat comes in. He said they called the adhan, they called the iqama. They didn't stand to pray. This group of takfiris. Sheikh said, what happened? He said, we can't pray behind you, you're kuffar. Pray behind you. Kuffar, man. SubhanAllah. Look, jahl. He says, okay, we don't see you to be kuffar. We pray, one of you lead the salat, we pray behind you. He says, no, we can't do that. You can't pray behind us. Kuffar, don't pray behind us. Crazy, man. SubhanAllah. Because that's what the shaitan has beautified to them. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, he says, ma'am, even Jumu'ah they don't pray in the same time. Some, he says, they delay it until close to the time of Asr. Why? Because some and so said this and this. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ أَحَدُهُمْ أَنْ يُصَلِّ مُبَكِّرًا يَذْهَبْ مَعَ فُلَانٍ. Now if somebody wants to pray Jumu'ah early, he knows where to go, those who follow this opinion. If he wants to delay it, though, now he knows where to go because those people who follow this statement of this person or that person. قال ولله الحمد في هذه البلاد في ظل هذه الدعوة المباركة عادوا في المسجد الحرام إلى ما كان عليه السلف الصالح يصلون جميعا في وقت واحد وخلف إمام واحد. The Sheikh says, but والحمد لله, as for us in this blessed land, he means because the Sheikh is from Saudi Arabia. Alhamdulillah, he says, in the light of this da'wah al-mubarakah, da'wah Shaykh al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, da'wah salafiyyah, da'wah ila al-kitab wa sunnah ala fahmi salaf al-salih, da'wah ila al-islam al-haq, because the da'wah of this great Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab was da'wah salafiyyah, da'wah to the correct Islam, da'wah to the truth, da'wah to the book of Allah and the sunnah, da'wah to that which the Prophet ﷺ and his companions they were upon. And this is found in his books. Anyone who says that this Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, he brought a new religion and this and he's a big problem. That's what they say. They lie on the Shaykh. Okay, read his books. read his books. The ulama, they says, read this man's books. If you find that he brought something new, we don't follow him. No, this man don't even speak, don't even say word. Read the letter to Usul. This man said something for himself. قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ramzan, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was in Morocco, and I was there, by the way, I was visiting my family last year, alhamdulillah, and he was there in Morocco giving classes, alhamdulillah, jazakallahu khair, and him and Sheikh Saleh Suhaimi and Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab al-Aqid. But I didn't see the last two, but Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ramzan, they were left. When I got there, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ramzan was still there. And I went to this class, and he was explaining Talata to Usul. And he wants to make a point. The brother who was reading the text for him, he says, look how this man who they say he just brings stuff from his mind. And he's like, he says, look, this is like couple pages. The Matn of Talatat Usul is couple of pages. It's not a book. Maybe like 6 or 7 or 8 pages. He says, look, man, I want you, why we're doing this, I want you to count how many ayahs this man bring in these pages. Over 50 ayahs. Maybe 56 or something. You can count it, inshallah ta'ala, as a homework. Okay, if you want. So this man is bringing the ayahs and the ahadith. And if this man has anything that is not from the deen of Allah, he himself says, don't follow it. So the Shaykh, he says, alhamdulillah, because of the da'wah mubarakah in Saudi, alhamdulillah, now when you go to those who made Hajj and Umrah, did you see Hanbalis pray by themselves? And Hanafis pray by themselves? Malik, no, everybody pray behind one imam, alhamdulillah. So this is na'mah, and the people pray, all of them in one time. It's not like other jama'ah come in and pray later on. He said, this is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by this we come to an end to read into you the explanation of our beloved Shaykh Saleh al-Fawzan, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, fil asl al-thani, the second foundation. This second foundation took almost 3 days because of its importance, and the Shaykh went and clarified it. Alhamdulillah, and we need that. But alhamdulillah, the other principles, the Shaykh, he was brief, okay, into them. We may finish them, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow on Sunday, inshallah ta'ala. I don't want you to say, look, 4 nights in 2 principles. We're going to go for 2 weeks. So what? What is the problem even if we have to go for 2 weeks? This is something good, alhamdulillah. We're doing what is pleasing to Allah. We're learning our deen. But I just want to let you know, alhamdulillah ta'ala, it's not like this man who led them in the salat, and he recited long surah. Long surah. This is layman people. They have no understanding of Quran. They don't know anything. Alright? So he led them and he recited long hour or so. When they finish, they ask one, he says, who did he recite? He says, Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow. So, oh man. Then they say, it's too long. So they said to the imam, and he feel bad, and he says, tell him, inshallah, next time I just read Surah Al-Fil. Alright? Surah Al-Fil is the only couple of ayahs. When he tells the layman, he says, look, he feel bad. He says, no cow, no baqara. He's going to do the elephant. Elephant? Oh, no. Because them, look, they like the elephant bigger than the cow. If that's the cow for 2 hours, man, no. Next time, the layman, this is how they understand. Because they don't know that the baqara is 286 verses. And he says, this man recites some of the baqara. And we stood, now he's going to recite the whole elephant? No, we're not praying behind him. Because they don't understand. Okay, so it's very important. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's very important for us to stick to the understanding of our salaf from our noble scholars. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslima al-kathira. Tomorrow.